I'm Brady Safranik, and joining me on Community Speaks this morning is Buffalo Chief of Police Jason Carter. Jason, thank you for taking the time today.
Morning, Brady. How are you?
Doing very well, doing very well. And, you know, we were just talking before we came on air about how busy things are right now, and kind of the summertime in general, things get a little bit busy for you and your crew as well.
It has been. You know, you always look forward to summertime in Buffalo, then it's here. Like in June, everything, we're busy with 3-on-3. Now, with July kicking up next week, we got 4th of July, then yeah. Longmire Days, then Bass Festival.
Yeah.
It's a lot of events.
Well, a lot of events. And, you know, we'll talk first about, you know, 4th of July as it's here this weekend. And while it's technically not till Tuesday, there's going to be a lot of extra travel this weekend, a lot of extra people on the roads and on the lakes as well. And
there will be.
And people just need to keep that in mind when they're out and about.
There'll be a lot of extra travel, probably start on Saturday with that. And throughout the week, with the 4th being on Tuesday this week, we just got to remind people in Buffalo, you can't do fireworks in these city limits. You have to go outside the city to light them off.
Okay. And I know Lake Desmet might be a place where they don't really allow it, at least in certain places by there. I was just driving up there the other day and saw some no fireworks signs.
Oh, was there some signs?
Yeah, yeah. So maybe people heading out that way need to be a little bit careful as well.
I think look at the signage like you're talking about. See where you're allowed to do it at, and make sure too it's in a safe area. It's not going to cause a fire.
Yeah, yeah, that's a big thing. Now we've kind of been lucky. It's been a little bit. It's not quite as dry as some years, perhaps.
No, not as dry, but it still doesn't take much to start a fire quickly.
Yeah,
it seems
that's true.
Especially with our wind, we get around here, it dries it up pretty quick.
Absolutely. I'm sure with 4th of July, as most holiday weekends, probably is there a little extra patrol out and about?
We have more officers working on 4th of July for that. But for us, knock on wood, it's pretty, it's not really a big weekend for us. Because a lot of people go to Bighorn, like in the past, used to go to U-Cross.
True.
To those major events for that, or the lake in the past. Is the lake doing a fireworks thing out there?
I'm not sure if they're doing it this year. I know last year, I think most places had to cancel fireworks because of dry conditions. The year before, they did fireworks at Desmet. Mm-hmm. I think that was the first year they had brought it back after a little while. And to be honest, I haven't heard if they're doing a show this year or not.
I haven't either. We get a lot of phone calls asking that as it gets closer. But a lot of people from Buffalo usually go to Bighorn, the lake, or in the past at U-Cross when they did that down the foundation.
Yeah, I know. Everyone talks about Bighorn's event. They must have a pretty good fireworks show.
They did. Are they doing that again this year?
Yeah, I'm sure they are.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's at the Equestrian Center, isn't it?
Yes, yep.
Yes, I've never gone to that one. I used to always go to U-Cross, but I always heard the same thing over Bighorn's fabulous.
Yeah, and a lot of people also say it's a great fireworks show, but it's going to take you a while to get out afterwards.
It is. It's a two-lane road going into Bighorn, and it takes a long time getting out.
That's right. But so just go have patience.
That is it.
If you're heading out that way. So, yeah, a lot of extra activity with 4th of July. And, of course, anytime there's a holiday, people are out celebrating, might have some adult beverages. Just, you know, probably want to remind people once again not to get behind the wheel, even if you've just had a couple.
Correct. You're right. You know, you have the holiday weekend coming up. Some people are going to take off Monday, do extra fishing like that, enjoy the beverages. If you are, get a designated driver. Or if you have too much to drink, call somebody, pick you up, drive you. The last thing we want to do over the weekend is have you as a visitor in our facility.
Or worse.
Oh, yes, or worse, an accident.
That's right.
That's what's really scary to see with that.
And not even just on the roads, but also on the water, too. A lot of people, you know, get behind a boat wheel and don't think that the same rules apply.
And they do. They do apply with that.
Yeah.
Any kind of vehicle, motorcraft you're driving, four-wheeler, motorcycle, just please take an account. You might not should be driving that.
Absolutely. And so with the 4th of July weekend, we've got all that going on. And again, there's just going to be a lot of extra traffic. And then coming up, we mentioned Longmire Days next week. It's also the Bighorn Mountain Festival. So you've got a whole lot going on here in Buffalo.
And I just found out the other day, too, is the annual swim meet down in the park.
Oh, okay.
So that's Friday and Saturday, and that's a lot of kids down there.
Boy, this town is going to explode with people.
It is, because I think last year, I think they had like 300 contestants.
Oh, wow.
So it is, please be patient, because I think Friday morning is going to be like the triathlon over there in Angus in that area by the pool. And I believe Friday and Saturday is going to be the swim meet, the outdoor swim meet, which I think is unbelievable to have.
Yeah, absolutely.
It just, like you said, a lot of people in town. Please, if you are coming to town or you are in town ready for events next week when Longmire's here, park properly. No parking on the bridge. We're going to post signs for that again.
Don't just pull up in someone's front yard and leave your car there.
Exactly, exactly. Because that's amazing. Well, you've been there with me on that. Is there was a lot of people coming for this event.
Yeah.
And knock on wood, usually our only thing we deal with is parking complaints.
Well, that's nice.
It is. Yeah. We have officers. It's a long day, but we're out there throughout the day at all the events just to talk with people, deal with problems firsthand.
Well, and you know, I would think that most of the people coming up for Longmire Days, it seems, you know, if they're fans of the show, they're from all over the country, they're excited to be here, but it doesn't seem like they've been getting unruly in the last few years that I've been a part of Longmire Days.
No, the problem we have problems sometimes down there on Fetterman by the square with vendors.
Okay.
Because taking their property too loud, a generator, stuff like that.
Sure.
The stuff that goes with it, but not part of it. And that's where we just work with people. And parking. Parking's an issue usually.
Yep.
That's where it's nice to have the Fetterman open next to the creek right there for access for that.
Absolutely.
Then we'll have the parade on Saturday, then the dance Saturday night downtown. It's a lot of stuff going on.
I'm sure for that you'll have, you know, with being that we've got all these things going on in town, a little extra patrol out probably that weekend.
Yes, we're going to have extra officers on all shifts. We'll be working basically from 7 o'clock to midnight just so that it goes well with us. Because like you said, Longmire usually is a very good crowd to have here. Yep. When you're looking at 8 to 10,000 people, you need more than one officer on. Yeah,
things can happen.
We actually put an officer on bike again this year. We'll do that.
Okay.
That's actually a really good hit because they can get places we can't as quick.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because it's like you said, it gets congested.
Well, and you know, when I mentioned that, you know, there's not really, we haven't had any major problems, or it doesn't seem like we've had major problems. That's not just a testament to the people here, but also to you and your force that are out there and keeping the peace.
It is. It works really well. Like last year, our major things we had was health, you know, ambulance calls like that. You can't control. Hopefully, I haven't paid attention to the temperature yet next weekend. Last year on Longmire, it was hot.
I know it's going to be warm into Tuesday. The farthest I've looked is 4th of July, because the day after that, I got to come back to work. So I've only went as far as Tuesday next week.
All I know lately is every day I look to go fishing, I look outside, it's a thunderstorm, it's windy. I'm like, someone's telling me I can't do it.
Yeah, yeah. You know, I haven't got as much fishing in this year, nearly as much as I had by this point last year. But I'm actually going to take my camper out to DeSmet for this holiday weekend. We have Monday and Tuesday off, so okay. Our boss is very nice to us this year. And so I'm going to go enjoy it out there with a fishing pole in the lake and in my butt sitting in a chair most of the time.
That's the way to do it.
Yeah, yeah.
So like with the, even with the 4th and with the Longmire event coming up, people have to take into consideration too, the restaurants in town, they're going to be impacted. Like you mentioned earlier, people traveling. There's a lot more people traveling this year, it seems, on the highways. And if you can go to restaurants, it's going to take longer to get your food.
Yep.
And it's a big impact because we're not used to seeing that.
Basically, if you're going to be in town, things are going to take a little longer.
Oh, they are.
You know, if you don't have the patience for the crowds, grab a camper and head up on the mountain.
That's exactly it. Because the stoplights, you're going to wait probably 2-3 cycles to get through.
That's right.
I mean, that's what the impacts we're going to have is too. But people also got to remember, they are in an accident and stuff like that. Please stay at the scene till we get there. We're going to get an officer to help you there. If you do have a problem, please call 911 or 684-5581, and we'll assist.
And I would imagine that this year's probably, or they're probably at least expecting, a bigger crowd than normal for Longmire, being that it's the final year of the show.
That's what I've heard.
Yeah, I know we're going to continue the Longmire Days after this, at least next year, and we'll see what happens after that. But my guess is maybe you don't get all the actors coming out anymore once the show cycles through, so maybe it'll thin out a little bit. That's probably why most people that want to see the actors and hang out with them are going to be here this year.
I would agree, because I remember in Longmire before the actors came, it was an event, but it wasn't a draw like we have now.
Yeah.
So many people come to see the actors, get the autographs.
Well, how often do you get, you know, you do all these activities, but get to do them with the actors? I mean, I don't know of that ever happening anywhere that I've heard of, that it happens year after year after year. So this Longmire Days is just a really cool event for fans of the show.
It's the connection they get because, you know, like Friday night, they do the softball game, homeroom derby.
Yep, that's fun.
Then they start off with like Saturday, what, the high school stuff, when they do the autographs and the Q&A question stuff.
Yep.
That's pretty, I'm not sure, other places, that's pretty unique for us.
Absolutely.
And it's a pretty unique environment to do that.
I think it's kind of unique anyway. Now, maybe if you go, you know, to L.A., you find something like that because they all live there.
But I don't know. The hands-on they have with it is... Yeah,
it's pretty amazing.
It's pretty amazing with that.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. And so, yeah, we may expect a little... More larger crowd than normal, being that it is the final year of the show, which I believe Netflix is dropping in September.
Oh, are they?
So, okay. Yeah.
So they must be done filming it.
I think they're just wrapping up, like, as we speak. Someone was telling me yesterday that they were working on, I believe, the final episode. They were airing still still shooting the final episode. So
the people that need to pay attention, you know, if you're living on Burritt or in Adams by the library over there or down there on Laubin, there is going to be more cars and traffic there. People are not allowed to park in your driveways, of course, but they are allowed to park in front of your house as long as there's a legal parking area.
Along the street there.
Along the street.
Yeah.
But if they have any complaints, just call us, because it is a big influx of people. It's like last year, you know, they had a lot of stuff down in Laubin, and that was just so congested with people. But just please have patience.
Well, and there's a section of Laubin still being under construction, isn't there?
There is.
In front of the Cowboy Carousel Center there.
That
could create an interesting congestion.
Dynamic, because you can't get out. We'll see how it goes this week.
Yeah.
Hopefully get some of it opened up for the flow, because you have so many people in town for this event and so many vendors coming in with it. Plus, with 4th of July, too, is this kind of a unique timing.
A lot going on.
With a festival, too, like you said.
Yeah, with the Bighorn. And yes, the Bighorn Mountain Festival is a three-day deal at the fairgrounds. And sometimes people show up there and they never leave the fairgrounds.
Oh, no.
But, you know, some of them will wander into town here and there. So it's definitely adds to how many people are going to be around.
Well, like you said earlier, it's unique for us because of, with that event, too, there's very few calls the sheriff's office deals with it there. We see a lot of them coming out of town, mingle with the Longmire stuff. Both, all events we have in town that weekend, it's really good for our community, and they're really positive people to be around.
Yeah, you know, it's always nice to get those tourist dollars in, but when you can do it and still have, you know, good crowds coming into town, that's really nice.
Yeah, because, you know, one's going to be a family base. Most of these are family based.
Yeah.
Because Longmire is kind of like family based too.
Yep.
Then the festival is just good old music and sit outside on a lawn chair and enjoy it. Enjoy the fairgrounds.
Well, and you know, with the actors walking around Longmire, you know, there's a lot of congestion sometimes, because as people see them walking around, they run up to them. Can I get an autograph? Because those autograph sessions, they've already been sold out. Oh. They've been sold out for a little while already.
So. That amazed me since day one this started. I've always been amazed the wait and the amount of people sign up for that.
Yeah.
Like you said, it's been signed out for days or months.
It's unbelievable. And if they didn't put a limit on it, they'd be there the whole weekend. Well, they'd never be able to move.
No, the first year they did it downtown is like, we weren't really sure it was going to show up or not. I come on duty, I get a call, they're here, and they're lined up on Main Street up past the post office.
Wow.
Going towards the movie theater. And I'm like, holy cow, that's a lot of people.
That's a lot of people, yeah.
So, but it's good for our community.
It is.
My officers and my dispatchers, all my staff do it. Unbelievably good job.
Yeah, and I think most communities that probably have events would tip their hat when they see how many people show up here and the fact that there's very few major incidents.
It is.
You know, there's always going to be little things here or there. You mentioned parking, things like that.
There is.
But the major incidents that we haven't heard much about them.
No, and hopefully it's going to be that way this year too, because we have all the dances we're going to have this year will be there present. I think it's better to show our presence at these dances to work with our community. To help prevent any kind of problems.
Absolutely.
So that's why we're always there with it. Yes, it's long days, but it works out better in the end. Because if we get zero calls for that stuff because we're present, I think that's a success for us.
Absolutely. And so, of course, that coming up, we've got 4th of July again. People, there's going to be extra people out and about here all weekend long. So take your time, give yourself a little extra time to get where you're going, and keep the road rage to a minimum.
Exactly. Please do.
Talking with the Buffalo Chief of Police, Jason Carter. Chief, thank you for taking the time.
Thank you, Brady. Good seeing you.
This is Community Speaks, and it's brought to you by the Prescription Shop. Stop by on Fort Street in Buffalo.